Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Woo! God is merciful. I did not want to cancel this episode. I ended up just making it back just in time to get things started. Just in time. Man, this is from God. I'm talking about minutes, maybe less than a minute. And here we are. Man, the Father is merciful. I just want to say, hey, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. I am about to switch over to my headphones. Y'all give me a minute.
Stay at home rather than look for jobs.
President Biden.
Well, once again, I just want to say welcome to another episode of Sounds of the Water. Come to see Ministries Bible Study Class. And today, we are dealing with a forward spirit is the door to a reprobate mind. Forward spirit. Forward spirit. Before you get to a reprobate mind, you got to come from somewhere. You got to come from somewhere with it. And it just so happened to be that spirit. Wait a minute. The Bluetooth phone, forgive me. Like I said, I just made it in time to be still. There we go. Well, today, like I said, we're dealing with forward spirit is the door to a reprobate mind. Also, forward is out of us. Don't take that word forward seriously. And when I looked it up, I said, oh my God, what was I doing? What was I thinking? How could I have been taking this so lightly? And you know, it was, I didn't get a little nuggets here and there about not really looking at certain words, because we got a tendency of saying, okay, well, it's bad. I got an idea what it means. And then we look at it, and it's 10 times worse. Well, forward is 10 times worse. It's the next thing to a reprobate mind. In fact, it's what a person that's reprobate would do. That's the thing. It's what a person that's reprobated would do. This is that thing that we have to be so conscious of. And I'm powering up. So, look. So, read a little bit of definition. You know, because this thing here, you know, a lot of us entertain this spirit, you know, and it's called a flip mouth. You know, our moms and our parents, I don't know when I was a child, and I said something out the way, I got smacked in the mouth for it. You know, they don't do that anymore. You get lectures and, you know, you get these long conversations. Get these do right messages, you know, all that type of stuff. Well, but the only message we got is, it ain't, you do it again, this is what's going to be your result. Well, it's not a school. Boy said, not only is he going to smack me, he's going to throw us in a lake of fire. He will throw us into the lake of fire for it. Amen. Let's Father trying to have Father as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debt to us. We forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now it's the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and say a blessing. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers. Father, have mercy on them that donate. Fight and bless them. Basically, fight and kindness. Opponents. Father, have mercy on our children and our children. Father, have mercy. And let us send forth Holy Spirit. Father, he is the hearer and about to speak your words and hear the knowledge of it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear them. Send forth the Holy Spirit. That's right. Give them a mind. I send them out to your words, the words of knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, a flowing spirit is the door, is the door. Because I can't think of nothing else that's worse than this. I can't think of anything worse that'll get us a reprobate mind than this. And we look at, you know, oh yeah, you know, God, fornicator, get him. No. They said it won't. But you out there seriously whoremonging and you know the truth and you're out here hearing that, hearing that, hearing that, hearing that. There's a probability that he may give you one. To make you think that you still serve in hell, but you still a fornicator. Well, with a reprobate mind, all the spirits, actually, you don't even see it coming out of you. You see that he gonna allow people to do just that. He gonna continue. He's not even gonna stop them. He won't even stop them. He's going to allow them to continue on. And then once they get fixed, he's just going to leave them there until the judgment. We don't want no part of that. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. We don't want no part of that conversation. We don't want a part of anything that's going to have us set up for the lake of fire. We don't want that. Amen? So, first and foremost, let's look at the definition before we even get started, right? You know, here at the Sounds of Living Waters, you know, and at Come and See Ministries and Commonwealth of Israel, we've been teaching people you better hire you a thesaurus and a dictionary when you're reading this book. Now, you know, you got to study Bibles and all that old type of stuff. Well, that can be tricky because now you're coming up on somebody's opinion. But to learn what words mean, you know, why they're there and the places that they're put in, well, that's that thing. That's that thing. So, first and foremost, let's look at this. Forward, right? Forward. Forwardly. Forwardness. That's what it means. Obstinate. Right? So let's look that up. Obstinate. Okay, obstinate, stubbornly. So this person is stubborn. They're not going to try to, you know, they are stubborn and hard to deal with. And they don't see nothing wrong with that. They don't see nothing wrong with just being stubborn. They don't see nothing wrong with being hard to deal with at all. They very difficult. Adhering to an attitude, opinion. Stubbornly adhering to attitude, opinion, or course of action. So not only that, they're going to have a problem with opinions. They're going to be stubborn against opinions. You know, like you bring up stuff that they're going to have a problem with it. You try to correct them, they're going to have a problem with it. This is part of that spirit. You start seeing the fruits of it, you know this person is has a forward spirit right now. You know, just like you see the spirit of peace and humility and all that, and you look for them things, well, you're supposed to look for these things too. I'm not saying you're supposed to look for these things first. I'm saying you're supposed to be educated so when the spirit presents itself, then you know what to do, right? But some of us, we don't do that. So it says, stubbornly adhering to attitude, opinion, force of action, difficult to manage, control, or treat. So, they're difficult. They're difficult people because they got an attitude. You know, they stubborn. You know, even the Lord tell you, if you got an ox that's pushing, he said, kill it. He even tell you, if you got an ox that's pushing, kill it, because it's stubborn. So it'll hurt somebody. And then if your ox kills somebody, you gonna die with, they say kill an ox. I was reading this in the law this week. It said kill an ox in the man too. Because that ox was stubborn and he did not deal with that ox. Now, the ox, when it kills somebody else, now he's responsible for that life. This is that thing. This is how deep this thing is. It says, sinners, stubborn, headstrong, recollect, bullheaded, pigheaded, foolish, obstinate, Greek, irrational. He called it stupid. So a person that's a forward person is stupid. Wait a minute. So just because we acting forward or acting stubborn don't mean you smart. The Lord said, that spirit is stupid. Stupid, obstinate, bullheaded, pigheaded. What is this word here? I don't even know how to say this. Intractable. Tractable. All right, so it says difficult to manage. So some people, man, they just hard work. They hard work. All right, for no reason. They just hard work. They hard to deal with. So if you're around a person that's hard to deal with, period, then that person is probably entertaining an intractable spirit, a stubborn spirit, a stupid spirit, an obstinate spirit, a forward spirit. So don't count that thing strange if somebody is difficult to deal with. See, the Lord tell you that a wise man will, a wise man will seek knowledge, you know, and then he's, and learn it, things like that. He tell you, and knowledge is what? Peace. A forward person, it's impossible for that person to know God because God is the King of Peace. Melchizedek is the King of Peace. To even bring his name up is to evoke peace. But a stubborn spirit is contrary to the kingdom of Melchizedek. It'll never see it because it would be an offense to the King of Peace. It says this, difficult to manage, deal with, or change. You can't even change them. They're too difficult to even change. People, that's a reprobate. But reason why I say it's a door to reprobate, because there's a warning here. Once you reprobate, ain't no more warnings. That's why I said this is the door to reprobation. It's the door to reprobation. It says difficult to manage, deal with, change. Difficult to alleviate, remedy, or cure. You can't even fix them. It said difficult to even fix them. It's a chance that they may be fixed, but it's going to be work. Person is just showing that they won't get fixed, then you got to let them go. You got to leave them alone, man, because they're not about peace. Anybody that's stubborn and contrary, that's strife and contention. They're entertaining them devils. So if they stubborn and obstinate, ain't no peace there because they not cooperating. Neither are they in tune or in line or in the same vibe with you and God if you're moving in that direction. Some of us may not even be going in that direction, and a person is just obstinate for no reason. Every time you put something on the table, this person is difficult. You know, I'm talking about you could be at a board meeting or company meeting or something. Stress is difficult. Somebody on the job. You know, God forbid it to somebody in the Word or somebody that should know better, because the Word of God give us order and direction, and this person is obstinate to the direction of the Word. Difficult to alleviate, remedy, or cure. It didn't say it can be cured. That's why I say it's the door. To reprobation. Because if you're reprobate, you can't be cured. That's a wrap. It's over. Here, there's a probability. It says, difficult to persuade, keep under control as a behavior. Now, we're not talking about somebody that's autistic or anything like that. I'm talking about somebody that's a functioning person in society, a functioning human being in society. And he said that they're difficult to persuade. Well, how can you persuade? If they're hard to persuade, that means they got their own opinion. That means they had their own opinion already, so you can't even persuade them of what's right. You can't even persuade them of what is right. Now we start picking up the other fruits of the spirit, like emulation and variance and stuff like that, because that's what the other devils that's associated with this. You see, with this spirit here, it comes with a lot of devils, and we're not reading it. We're not taking it. We don't even look at the words. We just know, oh, well, that ain't in me. I know I ain't entertaining that because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Okay. But he told us no man is perfect, right? So if he said no man is perfect, that means you got some flaws. And if your flaw is this, you better learn to fix it, or he going to stick you with it, and you won't be able to turn around from it. This is a horrible spirit to be playing with. And then, you know, this spirit here is so deep. Watch this. It says, once again, obstinate, difficult to mold. You can't even shake this person into the Lord if you wanted to. Do you see this? It says difficult to mold. You trying to save someone. You trying to get them a mind of Christ. You trying to show them how to live like God and walk like God and stay in that manner. They obstinate. They difficult. They doing their own thing. They don't care about that. Whatever they do, they doing it. They don't care about how to act before God, how we're supposed to dress before God, how we're supposed to interact with other people. None of that good stuff. So they difficult to mold in the image of God. They just think they're in the image of God. Because God may have gave them that mind that they good. And it's frightening. I can't stress it enough, man. I can't stress that enough. Because now we're not dealing with something you can see. It's something inside of you that you got to recognize that's there. And then you have to repent from it. Difficult to mold or manipulate because they're not having it. Difficult to influence or direct. So they're not going to follow the order. They're not going to keep the laws of God. They're going to do anything that's contrary to the Most High God, regardless of what, because they think they're right in their mind and they think God is just willy-nilly. And this is what God has said. He said, this person is difficult to direct. He's telling us that this person will not receive direction, not even from him. These people will not receive direction. Yeah, they may find out it's established. I'm talking about in-house now. I'm talking about those of us that post like know the law, because, you know, the God of Israel talk about secret things, and our brother Nakomi broke that down. The secret things ain't the Sabbath day. The secret things ain't the feast day. They're right there in your face. These are the secret things. Difficult to direct. Intractable. You can't reel them back in. Like a fish. Like a, you know, when you cast a line out there, you can't reel them in. That streak, that sheep that went astray, is running away. It's not looking to be delivered. Every time it see the master, it's going the other direction. Every time it hear the master's voice, it's going the other direction. It's not trying to be saved. It is not that 99. It's not that one that's missing. It's not the one that fell down. This one here took off. And the master was calling it, and it will not listen because it's stubborn. Ill-retractable. You can't bring it in. You can't save them. It's getting, when you start dealing with this forward spirit, it start getting really, really horrifying. It's scary on so many levels. Illness. Let me see. Difficult to shape, mold. Is there anything else to this? Not docile. Oh, my goodness. Not humble. Because if you're difficult and you're stubborn, you got a mouth. That means you got an opinion other than what the direction is. Your opinion is contrary to the direction. Not docile. Not humble. Docile means humble, meek, gentle, kind, all of those things. And we want to say we all of things, and I'm going to tell you, some of us are, and a lot of us aren't. Because we don't know what kindness is. We never looked the word up to even be sure. We just think it's what, we don't even know what kindness and nice, the difference between kindness and nice. I was listening, I watched, God forbid, don't trip on me for this, but one day I was watching Oprah. Bush was on there, President Bush's wife was on there. I think that's probably why I was watching it. His wife was on there, and they was talking about a daughter was dating this dude, right? But she had she scored the opinion of him. Like, Oprah, like, well, hey, your daughter's dating, man, and, you know, this guy, this and that guy, that. And she said, oh, he's nice. I said, oh, my God. Because I know what nice means. And nice isn't a good word to describe anybody. So right then and there, I knew that whoever this girl was dating, that Oprah was talking to whoever this boy, that the Bush daughter was dating at that time, that Oprah was talking about, they will not get married. Just because what the mother said, she called him nice. I'm like, oh my goodness, not a lame. Nice don't mean lame. Nice is an entirely different word. Not what we think it is. But we like to think, because it's been portrayed in front of us as something good. Anyway, it says, not docile or manageable. You can't even give them order, man. You can't even give them a direction to stay on because they constantly going to jump off the path. God said you can't even manage them. You can't manage them at all. You can't direct them. You can't cure them. That's that thing. That's that reprobate. Throwing is the door to a reprobate. It says this. Hard to shape or work with. So you can't shake them into the image of Christ, which is peace and unity and gentleness and kindness and meekness and humbleness and humility. Contrite spirit, just sorry for, you know, those things ain't there. If a person is stubborn, that's the spirit of pride. They got a reason to think that they should be contrary. That's pride that's there. If a person is stubborn, that is a devil. That is pride. So don't let anybody have you to think anything otherwise. What else it says? Hard to treat. Relieve. You can't even heal a man. They sitting there, they stewing in their mind or in their situation they in. They stewing. And you can't even help them because they're too stubborn for you to even help. Because the minute you tell them what's wrong, they're going to disagree. Because they contrary. Are we not listening? We aren't listening when the Lord say, this person, this is the one that I'm really believing that he said, I never knew you. Because you got a lot of this in the kingdom. We got a lot of this in the word. We got a lot of these people don't even know that this spirit even exists. And entertaining them like Michael Jordan. Because we think it's, for the most part, cool. Right? I mean, you want to look at some fallen spirits, watch some of them blaze on Housewives of Atlanta. I ain't saying all of them have a fallen spirit. But the one that's always contrary to her husband, her friends, the situation, that's forward. And she the one that's probably always in the worst scenario doing the worst things. I don't even watch that madness. I think I watched an episode and a half just to confirm that I don't even want to watch nothing like that now. So I don't watch NBA-wise, I don't watch NFL-wise, I don't watch none of that nonsense. It's vexing to the spirit, especially if you know these things. It said, what else is it? It says, and not tractable, difficult to manage mode, an intractable disposition. So they'll take a stance against you for no reason, just because it's you know, because God give us a free will to choose good and evil. They willfully choose to be obstinate. Not that they have to. Not that they, you know, they willfully choose to be obstinate. It goes on. It says, intractable pain. You can't even cure them from the madness that's in their mind because they're difficult. Let's see. Boldly resisting. Boldly. So now they are boldly resisting whatever it is that is the norm or the direction or the path. They boldly doing it. They boldly resisting the law. Boldly, it says, boldly resisting authority. God, the Father, boldly resisting the word of God, the word of the Father. It said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we think by, you know, us quoting that we doing God a favor or we know something. No. What we're missing is that when God started talking to us, he started talking about these things. So that willfully, boldly resisting the Father's direction and had a nerve to say, I'm one of his children. Haven't we fed the hungry? Haven't we cast out devils in your name? And what did he say? Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you. And I used to wonder, man, like, how does somebody never know you? And you doing these things, but he never knew you? Then it must have been something else going on there. And it had nothing to do with I once knew you. He said, I never knew you. So this person had always been this way. They have no intentions of ever changing. They have no intentions of repenting. They have no intentions of ever turning back. So this person is boldly resisting God, and he's going to tell them, I never knew you. It goes on. It says, boldly resisting authority or opposing force or an opposing force. The only force they're opposing is the word of God. Because nobody else got no power. The word of God, God is our power. So they resisting the power of the truth. This thing. Boldly resisting authority or opposing force brought up to be an aggressive and defiant. Defiant. They are defiant to everything that belongs to God that's holy. A defiant attitude. See? It's a spirit. You know, that's why I was, you know, posting these things earlier, man, about that mouth. And, you know, because some of us, you know, a lot of us have been married to women, man, and they got that flip mouth. And some of them married to these dudes. They got flip mouths and, you know, they just different. Can't deal with them because, you know, the minute you tell them something, you're going to get 20 pages back. And then you try to tell them, they're going to over-talk you because they are resisting, boldly resisting. They're not trying to be healed. They don't care. All they want to be is whatever they do, willfully obstinate. Just obstinate. And a lot of times, they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. But because they don't know what they're talking about, that's part of the spirit. That's the ghost of it. A defiant attitude, difficult, unmanageable. So now they become unmanageable. You know, so it's impossible to try to manage them. They become unmanageable, hard to control, a difficult child, an unmanageable situation. So they'll put you in situations. You'll be in a situation, and it's, you know, you're trying to work it out, and this person is being obstinate for no reason whatsoever. You're trying to do something, have a direction or a path. This person is obstinate to all that they, to whatever it is. It's obstinate for no reason. All you got to do is serve God and be quiet and just enjoy him, but this person here is full of pride. That's why he said they are boldly defiant. That's pride. Told you that spirit of stubbornness is pride. And we're not even looking up all these synonyms to this. I mean, we're not going in on all of them because, well, I got to leave something for you to read and research and study. It says, disobedient, not obeying or complying with commands. So they disobedient to the commandments. It ain't you. It's the Lord. And they know it. They know they disobedient and defiant before God. They know it. It says this. Not obeying, complying with commands of those in authority. Well, we know who those are. That would be the God in Christ, the Father and the Son. They're the ones in authority, so they're not resisting anything that you're stressing, especially if you bring in the Word of God. They're not resisting none of that. They are defiant to the Father and the Son because he the one that wrote the book. Both of them is the ones that sat down and took sweet counsel together to put what's in the pages of this book that we are now reading. And they are defiant to that knowingly. You can't do nothing about it because they're too stubborn. You can't fix them. But the thing is, with a froward spirit, it is not a reprobate spirit. So it's like 99.9% this person can be saved. God knows. Maybe it's 80-20, 90-10. Where is it? I don't know where it's at. I don't know, but it's way up there because this is the door to that madness that you can never return from. It says, optionist, stubborn, unregenerated tendencies, unwilling or marked by tenacious unwillingness to yield. They tenacious with this madness that they deal with. They're not just stubborn with it. They tenacious. I mean, they come with hell. They'll let you know. Because the Lord started talking about a forward mouth. So they'll let you know that they ain't trying to hear nothing you say. But then, action speaks louder than words. We're going to get to that too. It says, tenaciously unwilling. They tenaciously unwilling. So they'll fight you tooth and nail. Word for word or more, they will fight. They tenaciously unwilling or marked by a tenacious unwilling to yield. So these persons here, these people, they don't know how to suffer losses. They got to win every battle, even though they wrong. They can be wrong as two left shoes and still argue and still would be stubborn and contrary. And know they wrong. Know it. And still, the Lord said, this is what they do. So this is the spirit. So when you be looking at things like that, you see these things, you're like, oh my God. You're like, Jesus, God, help us. Because we grew up in a whole lot of houses that just taught us to be this way. Taught us this way. Telling us, you gotta, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on with the slavery thing and the ignorance, of ourselves physically and spiritually. We all over the place. But then once you come to knowledge of yourself and you come to knowledge of God, you're supposed to have a perspective to at least yield to the word. They won't even yield to him. And that's a fact. God said it. He said, they will not even listen to me. Go read that. I'm just showing you right now what this word is to us, to those of us that's seeking our God, to those of us that love the truth. This is what this word means to us. It says untamed, wild. Manipulable. I'm gonna bring up some more. Let me let me do this, and then we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to get back. We're going to get back to the script. We're going to get back to the script. I ain't even open the scripts up. All I've been reading is the spirit. You know, because see, and you know what? When you read synonyms, you get the antidotes. I haven't read not one antidote yet. Okay? I'm going to read an antidote to all of this madness, if there's one, right? So here it is. Difficult, contrary, awkward, wild, stubborn, perverse. So the word perversion is in there. So they perverse. So they perform perversion. Whichever way that'll be. That could be physically or spiritually. Wayward, unruly. They're not even gonna allow the word of God to rule them. This is how stubborn these people are. They won't even let the Lord rule them. Uncontrollable. You can't tell them nothing. You can't speak to them on nothing. You can't control them. They just there. They doing their whole thing. You can't stop them. So my take is, when it comes to, you know, like this, I've been told that, you know, I'm not forgiven. And I'm, you know, because, you know, some things that went down and this, that, and the other. I don't mess with people like that. I just don't. You know, I give you a place to, you know, we can jail and we can be good with each other. Then you go and you do something that'll give me a reason never to trust you, then I don't mess with you like that. You know, that's the end of it. That's the way I am. I'm made like that. I don't know why God just made me like that. You know, and the other thing is that in my mind, if you're not there to sin against me, I'm actually saving you. But you can go and sin against somebody else. That's fine and dandy. It just won't be against me. Because if you sin against me, I'm going to pray about it. It says, unruly, uncontrollable, willful. So they perform willful acts of wickedness or sins before God because that's who they really sinning against. This, you know, I don't even know if this is a witch or a warlock. You know, because with a warlock or a witch or a necromancer or a chanter, you know, are they forward or they just they in something they shouldn't be dealing with, right? But this person is worse than them. Because when I looked at, in fact, let me reiterate that. Saul went to talk to a witch of Endor. When he went to talk with her, I didn't pick up the spirit of forwardness. So this spirit ain't even in witches. Are we listening? She did everything he asked. Even after she found out, she still did it. A stubborn person or a forward person wouldn't even been there. So I'm not even saying a witch is that. Or a warlock is a forward person. Because who knows, they may never heard the word of God before. They just following practices of family from generations. You know? But this is that thing. Willful, incurable, fractious. So they kick up fraction. They you got confrontations, headstrong, unmanageable. If people think headstrong is a good place to be before God, no, it isn't. He said, that's perversion to me. You know, when you being headstrong and that's high-mindedness. That's pride on steroids, right? Headstrong, unmanageable, undisciplined, right? Undisciplined, cantankerous, right? Cantankerous, they're mean. They're mean people. They say mean things. You know? They're mean, cantankerous things. They're honorably mean people. Well, I will say so because if you're dealing with all these devils, you got problems. I'm bending, okay, you know, just can't tell them something, and, you know, it got to be some type of friction, So unbending, I don't even know what this word is, obdurate, uncooperative, stiff neck. Oh, so stiff neck. So when God said they stiff neck, he's calling us forward. So the Lord, when he was saying this is a stiff neck people, he was saying we were forward people, stubborn, hard to deal with, hard to manage. That's what he was saying. Oh, yeah. Yes, but wait a minute. See, this is why I say it's not the end game. What do you mean? Because we still hear the people. Not all of us was after this. Not all of us was stubborn. But it was enough of us that was stubborn and obstinate enough to keep us walking around in that wilderness for 40 years until everybody died of that generation. You see. Stiff neck, ungovernable. So they're not even going to adhere to the, not even the Ten Commandments is one thing, but the fruits of the Spirit is another. They're not going to adhere to the fruits of the Spirit. That is to say gentleness, kindness, meekness, humility, humbleness, contrite, poor spirit. They're not going to hear it. Those things sound good. And it, a lot of times people be saying, you know, I'm humble, I'm meek, I'm this and I'm that. And most people that say that is lying. They're lying because you wouldn't say that if you were. You hear me? If you was a meek person and a humble person, you wouldn't even say that you was meek and humble. That's a lie. That lets me know you're not. You lying. A meek and a humble person would never say that because they're too meek and too humble. Uncooperative, stiff-necked, ungovernable, self-willed, refractory, I don't even know what that word is, pig-headed, bull-headed, unmanageable, difficult, unsolvable, out of hand, unruly, uncontrollable. That's why the spirit is definitely fit for the fire. Disorderly, fractionist, indocile, lawless. It's lawless. A froward spirit is against the commandment. Like I said, most people that are stubborn to that think that they are being stubborn and obstinate against you. No, they're being stubborn and obstinate against the kingdom and the government of God, because the government of God said, you got to do better. You're supposed to be doing better. And yeah, I see time is flying, so I may have to redo. I'm going to make a part two to this, okay? All right, yeah, we're going to pick this up again. Next time, right? But we still going. I just letting you know right now that this is definitely going to be a part one, two, and maybe a three. However the Lord see fit, if you keep revealing things to us concerning these matters. Ungovernable, unmanageable, unruly, untoward. Ooh, he called us an untoward generation. He said, oh, God, where did I see that word at today? I know it was in the scripts. Anyway, that's where the forward, he said, the forward is there. They're among the untoward generation. That's where they at. That's where they caught at. Wild. Okay, so I guess we got a good understanding of what that meant, you know, before God, you know, before God in Christ. So let's look at this. Let's look at this. It says, they provoked him. I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and I'm going to pick it up at Twelve. It says, "The Lord alone did lead them." All right. Deuteronomy 32:12. It says, "So the Lord alone did lead them. There was no strange God with them. He made them ride on the high places of the earth." So we were seeing the things that belong to God. Nobody else seen. We were seeing things that belong to God. Nobody in the whole planet. That's why everybody feared us, because they knew that God was among us as a people, right? He said that he might eat the increase of the field, that he made him to, he said he made him to suck honey out of the rock or out of the flinty rock. The bud of kine, milk of sheep, the fat of lambs, the rams in the breed of Bashan, and goats in it with the fat and the kidneys and wheat, thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. So the Lord was, he was giving it to us, right? He was blessing us beyond measure, right? Beyond our comprehension. And then look what he said, right? Look what he said. He said, "But Jeshua waxed fat," kicked, right? So now he said we kicked. "But Jeshua waxed fat and kicked. And he said, Jeshua waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness." So now, you know, we on a good place. Now all of a sudden we want to show our ass. And God said he's seen this already. That's why he said, this group right here, he said, "I swore in my wrath they would not come up in the first resurrection." Ooh. I ain't saying that, you know, that the majority won't get into the kingdom or some won't get into the kingdom. Because he killed them all in the wilderness. They dropped dead out there. But he said they will not see the Sabbath day. They will not be there at the first resurrection. And he's going to tell us why. He said, "Then they forsook God, which made him see." There it is. You know, they being obstinate, disobedient, willful disobedient. They forsook God that bought them. What do you mean? It was his blood that paid for us. It was his blood that delivered us out of Egypt. You know, it was his blood that he covered the doors with. You know, this is that thing, man. It was his blood that covered Abraham. It was his blood that covered Cain and Abel. It was his blood that covered Adam and Eve. "They provoked him to jealousies with strange gods. With their abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed on the devils and not to God." So now they out here in the midst of devils. And you know, devils is in the dark. So if they're in the dark, then they're shadows. Or they can't dwell in the light, so they're shadows. You know. That's why I say, you know, the righteous cast shadow or shade on the devils, man, because one, they're going to be exposed, too. It is what it is. It says this. "They sacrificed the devils and not the God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that newly came up whom your fathers feared not." You know, that could be, you know, whatever. I ain't even going into that. But this, what we did was that we started taking God for light. After he gave us all his beauty, and his wisdom and his love and his mercy and deliverance, we lighten this thing all of that, right? And start playing with devils, moving around and mingling with the dark and the works of darkness, in the dark with them that are in the dark. It says this, and when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his son and his daughter. He said, now look, Moses is telling the story, but look what he said, God said. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end should be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. That's what he said a forward person is. They have no faith. Watch this. Let's look at the word faith. Because he said they didn't have it. A forward person doesn't have faith. Belief in God. So, no matter how, they hear. They seen the fire come down. They seen what happened in Egypt. They ate at his feet. And he said, it didn't happen. How far are we? How far are we? Belief in God or a set religious doctrine. Why? Because when you're a forward person, you oppose all of it. You oppose those in authority, God. You oppose the law, like he said, lawless, right? Direction. Because the law give you for me. You oppose all of that. It says doctrine. He said loyalty. They wasn't even loyal to God. They're not loyal to you. They have no loyalty whatsoever. They are disloyal people. A forward generation is a disloyal people. Listen to what he's saying. They're not loyal to nobody but themselves. Because that's the only thing they say is themselves. Loyalty. What else it says? Sorry. It says, unquestioning belief. Truth. They don't even believe in the truth. They refuse the truth because they're too stubborn to receive the truth. When pride is there, how can the truth be manifested? Because pride is the work of the devil. So truth will never going to be manifest itself before that individual. Loyalty to a person or a thing. We wasn't loyal to God. He said we wasn't loyal to him. We wasn't loyal to Jehovah, which is now Christ or Melchizedek, however you want to put that in your head. Work it out, but that's what it is. Or the Father, whom he came and testified of. So we wasn't loyal to either one of them. It says trustworthy. Ideas. So they wasn't even loyal to the idea. I put it like this. We as a people wasn't loyal to the ministry that God gave us. How about that? He gave us the priesthood. He gave us the priesthood, Exodus chapter 19. We were not loyal to that. If we weren't, we wouldn't be sitting here in the world. Trying to get back to that. Ideal, thing, belief, trust. That's why he said, I never knew you. This is going to come out of his mouth. Right. So anyway, it says, back to Deuteronomy 32 and 20, he said, and like I said, we read definitions around here because we don't, you know, we're not going to lean on our own understanding when it comes to these things. Yeah, I got faith. Yeah, we know what faith means, but The God of Israel is manifold, man. We better go and check him out and see what else he's talking about. And let me reiterate this. These are not definitions. These are synonyms to words you're supposed to be looking up. How about that? He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their ears shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. In whom is no faith. And they would, and we did what? They'll move me to jealousy with that which is not God. So they'll provoke you. They had a spirit of provocation. They will provoke you. A forward person will provoke God. You understand? Not only will they provoke you, they'll provoke God. So you ain't got a snowball chance in hell. They gonna get you if they feel like they can. Right? They have provoked me to anger with their vanity. So he's telling us, now you piss me off. Now I'm pissed off. Here it is said, they provoked me to anger with their vanity. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people, and I'll provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. And then he said, this is how mad he got. He said, for a fire is kindled in my anger, it shall burn unto the lowest hell, and it shall consume the earth with all her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountain. So the Lord is showing us, he said, I'm going to destroy everything you got. I'm going to burn it up. I'm going to consume all of it because of this spirit. But then I'm going to provoke you to jealousy against yourself. You move me to jealousy with nothing, I'm going to provoke you to jealousy with nothing. What? So you mean to tell me this is a head game? For as fire came to my head, it shall burn to the lowest hell. This is how 50 years he said, it shall burn unto the lowest hell, it shall consume the earth, and the increase and set on fire as a foundation. So wherever you see this person or people or wherever it is, it's always fire there. It's always something nonsense. They always in the midst of it. I will heap mischief upon them. I spit anger. I will spit my arrows upon them. This is what he said he going to do to forward people. He said, they shall be burnt with hunger. Look, devouring heat, bitter destruction. People, that is the lake of fire. Like I said, your God is manifold. Well, anyway, let's look at this. He said, for they are a nation, from 28 now, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Jesus Christ. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they should consider their latter end. Why? Because most people that's doing this madness ain't thinking about the consequences. Most people that's performing this spirit aren't thinking about what's going to happen to them in the judgment. They're not considering it. They don't even care. These things aren't even a place in them. What else it says? No, let's move around. Let's go to another thing, right? Let's go into Samuel. Right, let's go to Samuel. And this is David. Right, I'm not gonna read all of this. I'm just gonna pick up part of it. Right, I'm gonna pick up, you know, as he read into this, because he started talking. And look at what he said. He said, "For all his judgments were before me, as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity." I kept myself from myself. Paul said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Well, if this is David, this had to be what? this before Bathsheba or after? This before Uriah or after? So it's definitely after. It says, before. He said, therefore, would the Lord recompense me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my, according to my cleanliness in his sight. It's more than trying to wash off the world from us or whatever. You know, we be out here and we go take a shower and think the sins that we committed in this world are going to go down the drain. No, they ain't. In his sight of us. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With the upright man, thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou shalt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou shalt show thyself unstable. See that? See that? He said, to the froward, he don't show himself unstable. He ain't got deep. He don't mess with people like that. He do not mess with the forward. The forward would not get away from this conversation. And that's what we do. We tend to think that, you know, God is merciful and he can't lie so we can do anything against the commandments. Well, that ain't how that works. That is not how this works. Right? Watch this. Let's go into Job, right? Job chapter 15. He said, now we're picking up God, right? He says, I'm picking up Job chapter 5 and 8. It says, I will seek unto the Lord and unto God where I commit my cause. See, that's my thing. I just said that. I go to him. You know. I'm skip down to 12, and it says that. He says this. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. And he said, he taketh the wise in their craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. So he's telling us that those that are froward, they're out here counseling people. And they think they're right. He said, he's allowing it. He said, let them go right ahead with it. Not even put the brakes on. That's why he said, oh, if they would consider they lied again. You see, he said, to take the wise in his own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime. See? They in darkness in daytime. They in sin in the daytime. They in wickedness in the daytime. They don't have no problem meeting men in the daytime. That's what God said. He wrote this in the law so we can see it for ourselves. He said, but he put it in them that they don't stop, but they to continue. But wait a minute. Isn't that a reprobate? Isn't that a reprobate? You would think they grope at noonday as in the night. Well, what do you mean grope at noonday as in the night? They don't see nothing. They don't see me. They don't have no visions in the scripture. You know, nothing. Here go this book. Show me what you got out of it. Well, what God is dealing with you is where the Holy Ghost said inside of you other than in your mouth. Where is that in the scripture? Show me the Holy Spirit in your word, in your mind. I want to see it come out. Open the book up and show me his spirit. Show me. But he said it can't. Because the law said they grope in the noonday as in the night. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Psalms 101 and verse 3. No, 101 and 1. and stick it up there. I will sing of the mercy and judgment unto thee. Oh, Lord, will I sing. And we love to do that, play all this gospel music and sing music unto God and, you know, be in a choir and do all this type of good stuff and this, that, and the other, but we're forgetting about the character that we're supposed to be building. Remember now, he said they hard to mold. So their character is not after him, right? He said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. When wilt thou come unto me, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. What do you mean? I had a sound mind. You know, you walk in there with a sound mind. The Lord will give you that mindset. You know, here it is. This is what this is. That is. Boom, it's there for you. You know, so this is that conversation. This is the witness that the Holy Ghost is with you and that God is with you, right? He said, a froward heart. Somebody that they mind in that manner. Somebody you can't tell them nothing. Somebody that's willfully disobedient, stubborn, defiant. He said, a froward person, a stubborn person, a defiant person, a disobedient person, a disobedient heart. Because, you know, we like to say, God know our hearts. That's just it. He do. He do know our hearts. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Can we make that any clearer? I never knew you. Can we make that any clearer? Yeah, he's talking about a froward person. He said, depart from me. I never knew you. But guess where he at? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Where's this house? Right? Most of us think it's a building or a church or whatever, but it's among the people. The people is the church. And so some of us is entertaining these devils that he called forward and the things that come with it. See, we're looking at this one word, but it's a whole lot of devils that come with this one. It's more than seven. And the ones that come with this one, they way worse than the ones that you came into, you know, that we thought was bad. These are worse. They strong. He said they bold and willfully defiant. They bold and they wicked. Bold. Whoso privately slander his neighbor, see, this is something else they do. They lie on you. They lie on you to justify themselves. This is what they do. Look, he said, whoso privately slander his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that have a high look and a proud heart, I will not suffer. Remember that forward spirit. He said, the same thing he said, forward heart, he said, is a proud heart. And what it do is privately slanders his neighbors. It's going around speaking evil or what's good. And we act like God ain't watching. He don't have ears. He not seeing. It's no fear. Willfully disobedient. This is those days. See, we're not really paying attention to anymore. So God, we're not reading. We're not exercising the things of the Holy Spirit. We just out here doing things. Not really caring. Let me look at this a little further. It says this, Proverbs 2 and 10, it says this, when wisdom enter into thy heart, knowledge is pleasant to thy soul. This is that thing, man. I'm telling you, when I be reading the book, I be like, what? And you know, and then I start looking up the definition. I'm like, what? You just heard me. You know, because some of that stuff I didn't know was there. I mean, I have. You know, I didn't know it was there up on the forward. But God just revealed a lot of other things, a lot of other devils to me concerning those things. Because I guess whoever listening online, brothers and sisters, please do your diligence and go get you a dictionary and a thesaurus. Stop. When the Lord say this is a fraud, stop. What God just say? He said, fraud. I don't know what fraud means. Let me look that up. You better do it. What else it says? It says, when wisdom enter to thy heart, knowledge is pleasant to thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man and from the man that speaketh forward things. He called him evil. He said that spirit of forward is evil. Well, let's look at the word evil. Morally bad. So this person is morally bad. Their morals is not checked. They're doing things that's immoral. And had a nerve to plant Christ on their lips in front of people that they know what they is. He says, morally wrong, morally bad, wrong, wicked, causing ruin, injury, or pain, harmful. So they were, this forward person is, they would destroy or hurt someone willfully because they can. It's in them to do it. They have no regard to those things. They do those things all the time. All the time. Bad. Wickedness. An evil force. So wait a minute. So they're being moved by evil force. Well, I would think so because everything that we just got through reading was evil. Right? Evil force or personal personification. Something that causes a source of suffering or injury or destruction. So, in these people, to willfully cause destruction. They are destroyers. They destroy that which is good. In fact, the Lord say one sinner destroy much good. He said, a forward person to do that. What else? Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. So now we found out what evil is, right? What is it? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of righteousness, because he know the path of righteousness. So this forward person know the path and will leave it, get off of it, to walk in the ways of darkness. See, they play in the shadows, man. They among the, they in the darkness. They will leave the light to play with the shadows. They will leave the children of light to be among the dark, the children of the dark. He said they will leave the path. What do you mean? The narrow road to go into darkness. And a lot of times, man, these things, you know, like, I can't help it. I love it. I love it all the way. God, please never stop giving that to me. That when words be in my mind, they just be doing, when I see certain things, the words just be flipping and the definitions just be running, and that thing is called discerning the spirit. That's what it's called, discerning the spirit. To deliver thee, it says, who lead the path of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil. So they like, you know, and, you know, so what, and this, that, and the other. They don't even care. They're rejoicing in that, man. They laughing and drinking in it. No problems. None whatsoever. None. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the throwingness of the wicked. So instead of staying in the shadow of the righteous, of the Almighty, they'd rather be among the wicked. So he said, and delight in the fallenness of the wicked. They like their wickedness because, well, birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. He said, who ways are crooked. They crooked because they ain't straight. They constantly turn it to the left and to the right. They not straight. Your ways are crooked. They are forward in their path. They left the path here. Who leave the path of righteousness, but they stuck on theirs now. They bent on doing what they want to do. Willfully stubborn. They're not turning back. They don't have no intention to turn. They can't turn back. They don't even know to turn back because they think that it's nothing to turn back from. I'm good. God is blessing me. Okay. Right? He says, the ways are crooked and they are forward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even a stranger which flattereth with which for the sake of the guide of her, you wait a minute. So this woman here, she forward. Right? She left the path too. Who is this? It says, which for the sake of the guide of her youth and forgetteth to come. Yep, that's a forward spirit. 2:17. And forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclined unto death, and her paths unto the dead. I know I ain't just read that. I didn't never see that like that. God is my witness. I never see that. I ain't never seen that. I like this. I mean, I read the scripture, but I ain't never seen it like that. Because this person, this woman here, is this woman here. Well, I didn't talk about that. Let's stay on the spirit, right? So this forward thing, because yeah, that'll lead off. Let's not waste some time. Let's get into this. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in. Let's see, 3 and chapter 3. Let's just go to chapter 3. And it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. So live the days of long life and peace, so they add to thee. Okay. It said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Don't be forward. Don't be stubborn. Don't lean to your own understanding. This is that thing. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But he said, a stubborn lead a path that he's directed. That's why he said, they hard to be directed. See that? Their heart to be directed. Their heart to be directed. Told which way to go because they're stubborn. Let me see. I'm going to skip down to 32. It says, but, no, 32, 32. I'm sorry. It says 32. For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. See that? See, a forward person can't He's not going to get these things. Neither will he reveal these things to him. But he said his secret is with the righteous. His secret is with the righteous. Like we was talking about earlier, Sabbath day is a secret day. You can read that right there. Boom. You know, but like we just got to read that Proverbs chapter 2. He just revealed a deep secret that that woman in Proverbs chapter 2 is forward. And you know what woman he's talking about. He's talking about a married woman that's out here in the world. He called her forward. But I ain't want to get into that, but that's what it is. That's what he's talking about. Her house leads to death. Killing everything in her path. Everything. It don't care. Maybe that's a form of trophies. Because he said a dead is dead, so it's more than one. It's more than one person that died dead. It's a plural. So that number could be 2 to 20, 2 to 10 to 20 to 100. God knows, but this person, this forward woman, this strange woman, is killing people. It says 32. He says, "For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just." And let's look at that word, abomination. Right? But he said, this forward person is now an abomination. Who in the hell would want to mess with that spirit? Right? Abomination, abhorrence, disgust, a cause to be up on a horse or a disgust. So God is looking at these people like he's disgusted with them. Abhor me, he hates them with a deep hatred because they showing him, like he said, they that love me and keep my commandments, well, they showing that they willfully stubborn, so they hate him. And so God hates them back. But then he rained on the righteous and the wicked, right? People think godliness is gain just because you get a banana, God bless you. That don't, you know, but you're still a foul human being. You know, we gotta fix our characters. Abomination. A person or a thing that is disgusting. Didn't he just say I would never know a fraud? He said I would not know a forward person. A wicked man would not come near him. Well, there it is. That's that disgusting thing that he's talking about right there. An action that is vicious, vile, etc. What? That goes back to the behavior, right? Because he said, when we were looking up those synonyms, some of them synonyms called them, what was the words he said? He said that they inflict. Hurt. They hurt people. Cause pain on people. Physically and spiritually. Because they can and they know that those are places we shouldn't be going. Because nobody don't want to be, you know, but because we're in a place that we can do that, instead of being peaceful, they'd rather be in this light. Something greatly disliked or abhorred. So God is saying, I don't even like you. I don't like you. He said, loathing, a vile and shameful action, condition, or habit. An action that is vicious or vile. An action that arouses disgust, afterwards, his treatment of his children is an abomination. So they said that this day action, so to say, they performing this. Well, I guess it is, you know, stubborn, yeah, I guess it would be an action, right? Evil doing, transgression, act of transgression and violating the laws. What? Willfully violating the law or duty or moral principle? What? See, this is what former people don't get. They're not sinning against you. They sinning against the moral principle that was delivered to them because we just read they leave off the path. So they know better. They choose to leave off the path. Outraged, horror, evil, shame, plague, curse, disgrace. So this person is disgraced. Who she disgracing? The blood? The kingdom? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, is out there disgracing him? Because that's the only thing he could be doing. He's not disgracing anybody else because he's on the path. So this forward person knows better. Like we said, we read in the book, he said, I would not know a forward person. And then he said it out of his mouth. Depart from me. I never knew you. Hatred, hate, horror, disgust, dislike, loathing. This person that's a forward person would generate all these spirits up in another person, even God. Right? They would generate hatred, horror, disgust, dislike, distaste, animosity, aversion, revulsion, antagonism. So I want to look this word up, antagonism. Right? Antagonism. Hostility that results in active resistance, opposition, or contentiousness. See enmity. Ooh, see enmity. But the Lord said, her seed will have enmity against your seed. So a forward person is a child of the devil. Ooh. Oh, I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. Openly express and usually mutual opposition. Openly express, usually, let's read this again. Usually openly express opposition. Okay. Just boldly, that's that word boldly right here. It's up under antagonism. The inhibiting or nullifying action of one substance or organism of another. Opposition between certain muscles, okay. The inhibition or interference of growth. Oh, so they'll stunt growth. They will stunt growth. You can have a church and you can have a forward person, because all they take is one sinner. He said, one sinner destroyed much good, but he said, that person can destroy the growth of someone else. It says that in opposing a psychological action as by, right, that's good, we good. So now we see what abomination, he said a former person is an abomination. They openly destroy things, openly destroy works. Oh, no problem. It's destroying people, destroying words. Oh my God, I'm almost done here. Let me wrap this up. I'm gonna get all into this. Like I got like 4 or 5 hours on the clock with this, right? Okay. Let me wrap this up right here. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 22, it says, I'm picking up at 20. It said, my son, attend unto my word, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Now, he's talking to the children of God. He's talking about to the fallen, because the fallen ain't listening. They don't care about these things. They are willfully disobeying, right? He said, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are the light unto those that find them, help to all their flesh. So it's not for the forward person to even know. It's for those who the Lord choose. You see, this is that thing. He said, to keep the heart with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life and death, right? But he said, my son, out of your mouth is the issues of life. Well, I thank God for giving me this conversation because I'm trying to keep people from performing this because I don't want to see them get a reprobate mind, right? And it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee the forward mouth and a perverse lip. Put it far from me. So we can have a forward mouth and a perverted mouth. Willfully. He's telling us, that person know what they doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not blind. They know what they're doing. They have no problem with what they're doing. They know it. He said, put away from thee the forward mouth and perverseness far from thee. Let thy eyes look up, right on, right? Because the forward person leads the path. He said, no, you look right on and you keep going. You keep going. You let that person do whatever they're going to do. You let him do whatever he's going to do. You let her do it. You let them do whatever they're going to do, but you keep forward. You keep right on. You keep going right on. It says this, let thine eyes look right on and let thy eyelids look straight before thee, ponder the path of thy feet, and all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left, remove thy foot from thee. All right, so we're going to wrap that up here, right, because we pushed up on 8:45, man, and we only got like a couple hours of broadcasting. You know, man, I was just getting into this one here, right? But, wow, man, I learned a lot tonight. I lied to you not, man. I did not see this coming, you know, because the Lord tell you, man, you know, don't take not in your heart what you're gonna say or do. And you know, in my mind, you know, he give me a foundation to work with, you know. God knows I have no notes, no nothing, right? But I studied this precept intensely, so it's like to me I can deal with this precept because he revealed it to me, and I've been looking at this man. He said to put away, yeah, and so it's just that. He said turn not from the right hand or from the left. Oh my God. Well, look at here, brothers and sisters. This is why we got to be careful with that Father Spirit. This is why we got to be careful who we entertain it, you know. But some of us, man, we just don't know that we are dealing with some people that's out here that's willfully sinning against God, and he called them reprobates. He called them forward. Nope, not reprobates. Forward. You know, because I'm going to, you know, God willing, next week, he said, look at this, see, put away from thee the forward mouth. So you got a chance here. You don't have a chance. Thank you, God, for reminding me of that. He said, put away from thee the forward mouth. So there's a chance of being delivered. The perverse lips put far from thee, because a forward person's mouth is out of control. And what come out of their mouth is perversion before God. Right? So you, anybody with a forward mind or mouth can be delivered. It's not like you can't. This spirit isn't the end. This spirit isn't the end. This spirit isn't the end. Reprobation is. Man, so with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Water, please meet your body. Enjoy the Sabbath. Peace be to you and your household on the Father's Sabbath. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.